So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 7, text number
19.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Bahunam janmanamante Gyanavan mang prapadyate Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare, purport. The living entity, while executing devotional service or transcendental rituals after many, many births, may actually become situated in transcendental pure knowledge that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the ultimate goal of spiritual realization. In the beginning of spiritual realization, while one is trying to give up one's attachment to materialism, there is some leaning towards impersonalism. But when one is further advanced, he can understand that there are activities in the spiritual life and that these activities constitute devotional service. Realizing this, he becomes attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and surrenders unto him. At such a time, one can understand that Lord Sri Krishna's mercy is everything, that he is the cause of all causes, and that this material manifestation is not independent from him. He realizes the material world to be a perverted reflection of spiritual variegatedness, and realizes that in everything there is a relationship with the Supreme Lord Krishna. Thus he thinks of everything in relation to Vasudeva or Sri Krishna. Such a universal vision of Vasudeva precipitates one's full surrender to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna as the highest goal. Such surrendered great souls are very rare. This verse is very nicely explained in the third chapter, verses 14 and 15 of the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Sahasra Shirsha Purushang Sahasraksha Sahasrapat Sobhumim Vishvato Vritva Jyatishtad Dashangulam Purusha Evedang Sarvam Yad Bhutam Yachcha Bhavyam Utamritat Vatyeshano Yad Anenamrit Yad Anenar Tirohati. In the Chandyoga Upanishad 5.1.15, it is said, Navaivacho na chakshungshi nishrotani na namangshit yachakshe prana iti eva chakshate prano hyavyaitani sravani bhavanti. In the body of a living being, neither the power to speak, nor the power to see, nor the power to hear, nor the power to think is the prime factor. It is life which is the center of all activities. Similarly, Lord Vasudeva, or the Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, is the prime entity in everything. In this body, there are powers of seeing, powers of speaking, hearing, and mental activities, etc. But these are not important if not related to the Supreme Lord. And because Vasudeva is all-pervading, everything is Vasudeva, the devotee surrenders in full knowledge, reference to Bhagavad Gita 7:17 and 11:40. Om Jnana Timananda Shan Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadam Hayam Jadati Svapadantikam. So, we are traveling all over the world. My wife, Vishnupriya Devi, and I. We are traveling all over the world. And there's one thing we notice wherever we go. This is true of every single place we go. Whether we're going in Western Europe, Eastern Europe, Russia, Australia, India, Fiji, America, so many places we go. But one thing we notice wherever we go, you know what that is? People are miserable. They really are. Everywhere people are just miserable. Do you know why they're so miserable? Actually, in English language, the word miserable has a related word which is called miser. Miser, miserable. I don't know how they relate to each other in Russian or in Lithuanian. Is there a similar connection between miser and miserable? No, it's different. Then English is very good because the first five letters are the same. M-I-S-E-R spells miser. And then you put A-B-L-E on the end of it, it's miserable. So the reason people are miserable is this. It's very simple. They are misers. That's it. You see? Miser means miserable. That's a verb. If you remain a miser, you must be miserable. 99.999999% of the world population are miserable because they are misers. So if you ever feel miserable, if you ever have a bad day or a bad moment, then you can understand, I must be in a miserly state of mind right now. Therefore, I am feeling miserable. So, what is the nature of that miserly mentality? And how does one escape from it? You see, I have come here to teach you this tonight. How you can escape from all misery by completely destroying the miser within your heart. What is the beginning of this miserly mentality? In the beginning, we are in a pure state. We are with God. We are completely free from any miserly tendency. We are giving everything in loving service to God and to His devotees. But sometimes, in such a pure state, because there is full freedom, Within the creation of God, there is full freedom. God never wants to turn people into prisoners. He wants to give you the choice to love Him or to leave Him. So that if you choose to stay, He knows you really do love Him. So, we exist for the simple purpose of giving love to God. The other day in Kaunas, I was reading Bhagavad Gita. And Prabhupada says, actually, the living entity, God expands as the living entity. To have loving relationship with that living entity. So you actually exist. God is emanating you from Himself at this very moment for the sole purpose of having a loving relationship with you. So miserly means you don't want to give loving service to God. A miser is someone who doesn't want to give. A miser just wants to take. Doesn't want to give anything to anyone. He wants to accumulate as much as he can for himself. So, if a living entity thinks, why should I serve God? Why don't I try to become God? This is the beginning of miserly mentality. In Sanskrit it is called kripana. And in English slang language, there is a word creep. They say that person is a real creep. Which is actually it's valid because in Sanskrit kripana means miser. And in English, a creep is a very miserly person. He doesn't want to do anything for anyone. So we are traveling around the world. We want to teach this science about how not to be a creep. Don't be a creep. Don't be a miser. Learn how to give loving service purely. As long as you remain in your own little world that I am great and everyone should serve me. I can absolutely guarantee you, you will not be happy. If you want to actually be happy, you must learn how to give loving service to God. And by that, loving service to God, your love will go throughout the entire universe. The more we can give love, the more we feel happiness. And we are never fully satisfied until we can give love universally. That universal giving of love only comes when you reach the point of giving your love to God. Just as when you feed your belly, you nourish each and every one of your bodily parts. Your nose gets the nutrition it needs. Your ears. Your arms. Your whole body gets nourished. But if you think, why should I feed the stomach? It just sits there and doesn't do any work. Then you will have great difficulty. There's an example given in the Vedas. that the parts of the body, they went on strike. They said, why should we feed the stomach? He doesn't do any work. He just sits there all day and enjoys. We're not going to feed that rascal stomach anymore. So they called a strike. Don't feed the stomach. Don't feed the stomach. The stomach is a capitalist pig. Don't feed the stomach. Don't feed the stomach. They were chanting with, carrying on with their strike with great enthusiasm. The first day, the second day, they started to lose their energy a little bit. And by the third day, their strike was completely, was practically finished. They had lost all their energy. They couldn't even move anymore. They were so weak. And with their last little bit of energy, they said, I think we better call a meeting of the union once again. And they figured out, when we don't feed the stomach, we lose our energy. I guess we better feed the stomach. Because the fact is, when you feed your stomach, your whole body is nourished. So, in the same way, when you give your loving service to God, then your love goes throughout the entire universe. You're able to love all living entities. Pandita samadarshinaha. You see? The pandit, he sees every living entity equally as being part and parcel of God. So the way to become happy, the way to become free, the way to become liberated, the way to taste nectar at every minute, the day to have a thrilling adventure every single day of your life, even on Monday, is simply give your love to Krishna. Why Krishna? Someone might ask. Well, Krishna is God, that's what. It's been determined by great authorities. There is one great Vedic authority, his name, Parashara Muni. And he has devised one test by which we can determine who is God. That person who has an unlimited quantity of power, beauty, renunciation, knowledge, wealth, and fame. That is God. Now, if you can bring some other person besides Krishna who has more power, more beauty, more knowledge, more renunciation, more wealth, and more fame than Krishna, then we will accept him as God. We'll tell Krishna, just go play your flute. But the fact is, there is no such person. There is no person more powerful than Krishna. There is no person more beautiful than Krishna. There is no person more renowned than Krishna. There is no person more knowledgeable than Krishna. More wealthy than Krishna. And more famous than Krishna. That's why we accept that he is God. We do not accept him blindly as God. Do you think this is a brainwashed cult? No, this is not a brainwashed cult. If this was a brainwashed cult, I wouldn't be here. Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam has another name. It is called Paramahamsa Samhita. The Paramahamsa, they are the most highly intelligent class. They are very, very advanced intellectuals. So, Samhita means treatise. So, Paramahamsa Samhita means the treatise for the most highly intelligent class of personalities within the universe. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is for the most highly intelligent class of men and women through the entire universe. Persons who actually want to understand what is reality. What is unreality? And how do you tell them apart? In the material world, nobody knows anything. They take reality to be unreality. And what do they take unreality to be? They take unreality to be reality. They got everything completely backwards. They take truth to be untruth. And they take untruth to be truth. So what is the solution? We have to hear from someone who knows things as they are. Who is that person? That person is the bona fide spiritual master. One of the greatest spiritual masters in the history of the universe is Srila Rupa Goswami. He has compiled a very famous book known as Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So what does he say in this book? He says, Adau Gurashrayam. The first business of a person who wants to attain spiritual perfection is to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. So this is how one actually learns to distinguish what is real from what is not real. And what is not real from what is real. If you know things as they are, then you can live each moment in perfect harmony with the all-pervading truth. And you will taste sweet, sweet nectar at every minute. Your constitutional position is unlimited bliss. You are not meant to suffer even for 1 second. But because we have identified with that which is unreal, this material body, of course, we don't say it's false. This material body is real. But it's not what it appears to be. We think that this body is us. Just like you are thinking you're a woman. If I say, how many women, I'd say, well, are you a man or a woman? You'll say, well, I'm a woman. Or you'll say, well, I'm a man. That's called bodily consciousness. If you think you're a woman, you are wrong. You are not a woman. If you think that you are male, then you are wrong. You are not male. We have nothing to do with these material bodies. They are simply garments we are wearing for some time and then taking them off. Just like I came here tonight wearing this chadar. And I can take off the chadar. I am still the same person. With or without the chadar, I am still the same person. So whether you have that woman's body, whether you have that male body, or whether you don't have it, you are still the same exact person. So this is the very first step in self-realization. You have to know that you are not that body. If you think that you are that body, you will not be able to make any spiritual advancement at all. Zero. You won't go anywhere. There's a nice example in this connection, given by His Divine Grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. There was a wedding party in India. You know, in India, weddings are very, very big thing. The whole village comes to the wedding. It's a huge festival when there's a wedding. So, the boy was from one village. And the girl was from a different village. So, the villagers from one village, they are going to the other village for the wedding. But there was a huge body of water separating the villages. So, the villagers on the way to the wedding, they came to that body of water just as the sun had set. And the boatmen, they don't go on the water at night. They take rest at night. So they said, boatmen, the wedding is happening tomorrow morning. Please, you must take us on the water tonight, otherwise we will miss the wedding. The boatman would not agree. But then they gave them some extra rupees and they agreed. They say money talks. So anyway, the boatmen were rowing. Whole night they were rowing to get across that big body of water. And the villagers said, "Now we will have nice sleep in the boat all night. And we will wake up the next morning in the village for the wedding." But then when the sun came up the following morning, the villagers looked. And they saw the boat had not moved, it was still in the same place. They said, boatman, what's going on here? The boat hasn't moved anywhere. And the boatman looked at him and went, "Oh my God! I forgot to pull in the anchor." He was rowing the whole night. And that boat didn't even move one inch. So do you know what that anchor is? If you think that you're a man, if you think that you are a woman, if you think you're an adult, if you think that you're a little girl, if you think that you are Lithuanian, or if I think that I'm American, then we aren't going to go anywhere spiritually at all. We can chant Hare Krishna, we can offer obeisances, we can do so many things. But as long as we identify with this material body, we will not make any advancement. Therefore, we must have a very, very, very clear understanding that I am not this body. And then we can go somewhere spiritually. So, Krishna is explaining in this verse how the wise man, after many, many births and deaths, he finally comes to the point of devotional service. So, you can take your time if you want. You can go through many births and deaths. But why prolong the misery? If you can become spiritually enlightened right now, then why not do that? Would you prefer to go on suffering for a few more hundred lifetimes? Or would you like to come out of all suffering right now? That choice is yours. You can finish your business of suffering in this material world right now if you want. Or you can keep on suffering. If you become very, very serious about spiritual enlightenment, if you become very, very serious about putting an end to all misery and all ignorance right now, you have the power to do this. Krishna has endowed you with free will. You are not a slave of Maya. Unless you want to be. If you want to come out of the influence of Maya, you can do it. Because you have the power to choose Krishna or Maya. You have that power at every second. The only reason we've remained in Maya for all these lifetimes is we forgot that we had the choice. That's why it is very important that everyone becomes educated in this transcendental science. Because then everyone will know they have a choice. I can serve Krishna and I can experience eternity, knowledge and bliss. Or I can serve Maya and experience temporality, illusion and misery. So, my dear ladies and gentlemen, you kindly make your decision. Do you want eternity, knowledge and bliss? Or do you want temporality, illusion and misery? You have the power to choose. So now make your own educated decision. If you choose that you want to achieve eternity, knowledge and bliss, that Lord who is seated within your heart will be very, very, very happy with you. And he will arrange your life in such a way that you can easily attain him. He's controlling everything. Not a blade of grass moves without his will. You think that other forces are in control, but actually they're not. Everything is absolutely and totally under God's control. So all you have to do is reharmonize yourself with His program. And then you become one with Him in freedom.
Ir tuomet jūs tapsite vienas su juo laisvėje.
You maintain your individuality.
Jūs galėsite išlaikyti savo individualybę.
But you achieve a state of freedom which is inconceivable.
Tačiau jūs pasieksite laisvės būseną, kuri yra nesuvokiama.
Right now we have no freedom.
Dabar mes neturime jokios laisvės.
We are slaves of this material nature.
Mes esame šios materialios gamtos vergai.
We're being pulled around by our senses.
Mūsų juslės.
At every minute.
Kiekvieną minutę.
But when you surrender to Krishna,
tačiau kai jūs atsiduodat Krishnai,
you achieve true freedom.
Jūs pasiekite tikrąją laisvę.
Therefore, our regulated principles that we follow
tam yra skirti reguliuojantys principai, kuriais mes sakome,
are described by Krishna.
Šios principus aprašo Krishna
as the regulated principles of freedom.
Kaip reguliuojančios laisvės principus.
Our critics say this.
Mūsų kritikai sako taip.
They say this is sectarianism.
Jie sako, kad čia yra sektantiškumas.
But that's completely nonsense.
Tačiau tai visiškai nesąmonė.
This is not sectarianism.
Tai nėra sektantizmas.
To wake up from your sleeping condition has nothing to do with a sect.
Pabusti iš tavo miego būsenos nieko bendro neturi su sekta.
If you're asleep and you wake up, can someone say your waking up is sectarian?
Jeigu jūs miegate ir po to pabundate, ar kažkas gali pasakyti, kad pabusti yra sektantiška?
If you wake up thinking I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm Lithuanian, yes, that is sectarian.
Jo, jeigu jūs pabundate ir galvojate, kad aš esu vyras, aš esu moteris, aš esu lietuvis, taip, tai yra sektantiška.
But if you wake up and realize that I'm the eternal servant of God,
bet jeigu jūs pabundate ir suvokiate, kad aš esu amžinas Dievo tarnas,
and I am not going to be a slave of my senses any longer,
ir aš ilgiau nebebūsiu savo juslių vergu,
that is just the opposite of sectarian, just the opposite of sectarianism.
Yra visiška priešingybė sektantiškumui.
So this Krishna consciousness movement is not a sectarian religion. This is the reawakening of the original dormant enlightened consciousness which is sitting there within your heart for millions of births. This is not another one of the religions. Do not think this is another one of the religions. I can join this religion or that religion.
No.
This idea of religions is a man-made conception. It does not come from God. God has given the process. You simply love me, that's all. That will awaken you from all of your suffering conditions. So Krishna consciousness is the process of getting free from all sectarian conceptions. If you become Krishna conscious, you are not the member of any sect. And at the same time, you are the best member of every sect. You are not a Christian, you are not a Hindu, you are not a Jew, you are not a Muslim. And at the same time, you are the best Hindu, the best Christian, the best Jew, and the best Muslim. This is completely transcendental to any sectarian conception. But such a self-realized person existing within this world becomes the embodiment and the perfection of all religious systems. So try to understand how this is not something sectarian. This is the true original essence of existence itself. Pure devotional service is the essence of existence. That is the meaning of the word dharma. What is the essential nature of existence itself? What is the dharma? That is pure bhakti. So, anyway, we are very happy to be back with you wonderful souls here in Vilnius. Lithuania. On this planet Earth. And if you have any questions, we shall try to answer you according to the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Go Swami Maharaj
Prabhupada.
Yeah.
How to understand very clearly, very, very, very clearly that you are not a man.
Not a man.
Not a man.
Yeah.
A male.
This Krishna describes this as garment.
Krishna prashat, you're a drabushas.
You have been everything in this material world. You've been a woman, you've been a man, you've been an alligator, you've been a giraffe. This is described in Vishnu Purana. Jalajanava lakshani stavarava lakshavingshati Kirmiyo Rudra Sankhyaka Sankhyaka Pakshi Pakshanam Dasha Lakshinam Trinksha Lakshani Pashabaha Chatur Lakshani Manasaho. It describes that there are 8,400,000 different species of life. So you have been wandering around this jagat. Brahmanda Brahmite Konda Bhagavanjeev. You've been rotating through this universe, going from this body to that body, to this body to that body. Actually, evolution is not a theory. It is a fact. Darwin has stolen the concept of evolution from the Vedas. He has twisted it and put his own name on it. Actually, in this way, he has sealed his own doom. He has sealed his own doom. He has made certain his own doom. His ruination. He has done the most criminal act. And he has advertised that I am the one who has done them. Just like if a murderer advertises, I am the murderer, proudly. Then he will easily be caught. So, the fact is that actually you are evolving through different species of life. By dint of the law of karma, you have now achieved this particular body that you have right now. It's simply a temporary arrangement. At any moment it can be finished. But she will not be finished. You have to consider this point. Are my eyes seeing? Or am I seeing through my eyes? Are my ears hearing? Or am I hearing through my ears?
Ar aš girdžiu per savo ausis?
Is my skin feeling?
Ar mano oda jaučia?
Or am I feeling through my skin?
Ar aš jaučiu per savo odą?
Is my nose smelling?
Ar mano nosis užuodžia?
Or am I smelling through my nose?
Ar aš užuodžiu per nosį?
This you have to consider.
Ir mes turime apie tai pagalvoti.
Is this body an instrument through which I am perceiving things and experiencing things? Or is it actually I, myself? By clear, thoughtful analysis, you can easily distinguish. The body you have now is made up of so many cells and molecules. They are changing in every minute. The body you have right now at this second is not the same body you had an hour ago. Because at every moment the old blood corpuscles are dying. And new blood corpuscles are taking their place. In fact, here we are sitting in this room. Every one of us is inhaling. And we are exhaling. So actually, we're trading chemicals with each other. What was you when you walked into this room? When I walk out now, what was you is now me. So we're constantly, just by associating, we're actually switching bodies with each other. So the body is a constant, in constant flux. But yet, in spite of this constant change, can you not remember experiences when you had when you were a little boy? I still remember when I was a little tiny boy, when I first, I went out one day to explore the world. I didn't tell my mother, I just walked out the door of the house to explore the world. My mother was terrified. She didn't know what had happened to me. And when I came home, she was so happy. It's like she got her life back. So that body, the day I walked out of the house, all those cells, those molecules, they're all gone. But yet I remember that day. So that means the self and the body are two different things. So if you look into your own memory, you can remember experiences when you were a little boy. But that body you had then and the body you have now, they are completely different. So how is there remembrance? Even the brain cells have changed. There is remembrance because you are not the body, you're simply the sitting inside the body.
That's
you are the passenger, the driver, sitting inside that body. So in this way, you can understand that you are not that body. Is that clear?
So it means that soul remembers. Huh? It means that soul remembers.
Yes, that's right.
But only this life, and what about other lifetimes?
The soul has remembrance going back for all of eternity. But it is covered right now by the modes of material nature, therefore you cannot remember very much. When you become spiritually perfect, then you can remember anything from any life that you would want to. But actually, who would want to remember such things? Even Arjuna cannot remember, so conditions, the living entity is not so much wanting to know those things. Who wants to remember when you were suffering in this condition, in that condition? It was very miserable. Who wants to even think about it? Better to get out. Go back to home, back to Godhead. Any other questions? She asked, she raised her hand first. She's, you asked, you, your hand went up first, so you recognize her.
Protas linkęs, kaip sakyti, visą tą procesą daryti sudėtingesnių žinių. Žmogus protas, jis linkęs, nes jis dar nėra pilnai paniręs į Krišnos sąmonės procesą. Ne? Sakykime, kai aukštame lygyje, tai yra jausmai, lustės, viskas, protas panirė. O sakykime, žemesniam nėra. Tai taip, kaip dabar su tuo protu čia.
Ką daryti su protu?
Tame žemesniam lygyje.
Actually, when you explain everything about Krishna consciousness, it seems so easy, so so nice.
It is.
Yeah, but it is maybe on some more higher level or advanced level. But when you are not so on such a higher level,
yes,
mind always creates difficulties,
right?
And therefore, it seems not so easy.
Yeah.
What to do with this mind then?
So,
difficulties.
When one is having difficulty to become fixed in the process of Krishna consciousness, you must seek help from those who are very strong in their Krishna consciousness. Don't proudly try to make it on your own when you're struggling.
Jeigu jūs kovojate su savo protu, nebandykite labai išdidžiai vieną patį to daryti.
Take help.
Imkite pagalbos, prašykite pagalbos.
From those who are strong, be humble.
Iš tų, kurie yra stiprus, būkite nuolankus.
And take help from those who are very strong in Krishna consciousness.
Ir priimkite pagalbą iš tų, kurie yra stiprus Krishna sąmonėje.
Why not take help from those who are strong?
Kodėl nepriimti pagalbos iš tų, kurie yra stiprus?
By their association, you can easily become very strong. But if you think, no, I will do it on my own, I am great, then you will have a hard time for a long time. But if you humbly think, oh, I am very weak, so let me take shelter of someone who is very strong. Then by that sangha, you become strong. Next question.
Sakoma, kad Krishna yra brahmaniškos kultūros gynėjas ir saugotojas, puoselėtojas. Bet iš vienų žaidimų Krishna žinome, kad kai jis įsigalvykė sėjo pas Brahmanų šeimas, prašydė paskaidės pamėtintą, ką Brahmanai jiems atsakė. Žmonos taip, bet patys Brahmanai jiems atsakė. Tai kaip reikėtų suprasti, kodėl Krishna ir Brahmanų šis kultūros palaikytojas, nors Brahmanai, taip sakant,
to nežinau.
Jų santykis į jį, sakytumėm, nėra adekvatas.
In Krishna's pastimes, we know that from Vedas, we know that Krishna is protector of Brahmanas, supporter and protector of Brahmanas, and he loves this class of Brahmanas.
Yeah.
Brahminical culture.
Yeah.
But from Krishna's pastimes, we know that when Krishna with his boyfriends went to Brahmanas to ask for food, He refused to give any food
yes,
to him.
Yes.
So, and why this happens that Krishna is protector of Brahminical culture and of Brahmanas, but Brahmanas they don't accept this or...
Those are not... You can't say those were proper Brahmins.
Mes negalim sakyti, kad tie Brahmanai buvo tikri tinkami Brahmanai.
They were a preview of the Brahmins of Kali Yuga.
Jie buvo iš tikrųjų Kali Yugos Brahmanų pradžia.
Yeah, there's actual Brahman and there's Brahma Bandhu. They were practically Brahma Bandhus, but because they happened, their wives happened to be very good devotees, that saved them. Actually, Prabhupada said if the wife is more Krishna conscious than the husband,
iš tikrųjų, Prabhupada sakė, jeigu žmona yra labiau Krishna sąmoniai negu vyras,
she becomes the guru.
Jinai tampa guru.
So, in the case of those Brahmins and the wives of the Brahmins, they were the actual gurus.
Taigi, tuo atveju, apie šitos istoriją apie Brahmins ir Brahmanų žmoną, iš tikrųjų, jos buvo tikrieji guru.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Yeah.
What part takes in this identifying himself, myself with the body, subtle body? What part subtle body plays?
Subtle body is very tricky.
Subtilus kūnas yra labai gudrus.
Subtle body is mind, intelligence, and false ego. The gross body you automatically give up at the end of each lifetime. But that subtle body carries you from one gross body to another, so the subtle body is never given up.
Todėl, tačiau subtilusis kūnas jisai perneša jis iš vieno grubaus kūno į kitą ir reiškia, kad siela niekada neatsisako šito, netmeta šito subtilus.
You have had the same subtle body ever since you fell into this material existence. The same one.
Jūs turite tą patį subtilų kūną nuo pat to momento, kai skritote materialią egzistenciją.
And you will have it until you become liberated soul and go back to Godhead.
Jūs turėsite tą patį subtilų kūną tol, kol jūs neiškeliausite atgal į dvasinį pasaulį išsivadavęs.
So if you consider how attached you are to your gross body, that you've only been associating with for a few years, just imagine how attached you are to your subtle body after millions of births. So to get free from that attachment to the subtle body is very, very difficult. Unless one seriously takes up the pathway of Krishna consciousness, and then it automatically goes away by the natural progress of bhakti. Next question. Anybody else? I'd like to answer his questions, but I, you know, I have a policy. And that is that if you don't ask me questions, I will pick one of you and I will start asking you questions. Somebody that looks a little shy to speak, I will pick on them, I will choose them. So if you don't want to be picked on to answer questions in front of the whole class, you can save yourself by asking me questions. It's much easier to ask the question than it is to answer the question.
Oh.
Why for some people who came here it's so difficult to applaud when we are singing and chanting? And why then Guru should ask devotees to applaud?
Why do I ask devotees to clap?
Yeah, why?
Because we want to make the kirtan lively.
Mes norime, kad kirtanas būtų gyvesnis.
He's asking that why doesn't the devotees do it on their own? Why the guru have to ask?
Yes. Yeah. Well, sometimes people or their mind. I'll be honest with you. I can see here by looking at everyone's faces. Some people are in here and they're diving into the kirtan and getting into it. And some are just kind of sitting there, maybe they're going Hare Krishna, but their mind is somewhere else. You know, they're looping the loop going around the North Star, you know. Coming back around the Milky Way. So I look at them and I get into it, clap, and it helps. It brings them into the kirtan more. When everybody's clapping together, it makes very joyful. And the spiritual master has to see that everyone is absorbed nicely in Krishna consciousness. He is a servant just like everybody else. His service is to make sure that everyone is nicely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada also, he said like that. He said, my humble, this is, when they wrote the Vyasa Puja homages, Prabhupada said, thank you very much for appreciating my humble service to you. So, any more questions? Yeah.
She wants to ask you a question about evolution. Yes. The soul is forced to take birth in all the 8,400,000 species of life, or she can skip, or she can fall down, skipping many life forms.
Yes. The soul is not forced to enter the material world to begin with. So no one's forced to go through those species. You can remain in the spiritual world serving Krishna. But for one who thinks, I would like to try to be the enjoyer. Why should I serve the Supreme Enjoyer? I want to be the Enjoyer. So Krishna says, all right, you can try. So the living entity, he will try to enjoy in this way. He says, well, I'm not really happy doing that. So he will try in this way. And he says, well, I'm not really happy in doing that. So the living entity, in his vain attempt to try to enjoy, he will try every conceivable way to enjoy this material world. He will try 8,400,000 different ways to enjoy this material world. It is Rajagun Tamagun. He wants to try to squeeze some pleasure out of this material existence. So he keeps trying this, trying that, trying this, trying that. Until finally he gets tired and he says, what is this nonsense? So as long as he has that enjoying spirit, he must continue rotating through 8,400,000
species.
Impelled by that passion of trying to enjoy. But this is his ignorance. He doesn't realize that there is much greater enjoyment in being the servant of God. Do you know what is the proof of this? God himself, Krishna, he is the supreme enjoyer. But he is noticing his devotee, Srimati Radharani. He is amazed to see Radharani is my servant, but she is enjoying more than me. What is this? I am supreme enjoyer? And she is enjoying more than me? I do not want to miss out on this nectar. I will taste that enjoyment of Srimati Radharani. I will become a Hare Krishna. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You see, Krishna decides to become a devotee. To increase his own pleasure. So when you can realize that, there is more pleasure in being the servant of God than there is in being the enjoyer, then you will come out of that 8,400,000 species. And you will return to your svarup, your original form in the spiritual sky. Questions more?
Like two questions. One question is about taste, that there is such a variety of different forms of life and species of life, and sometimes it seems like what is the difference of pleasure between them, like cow or goat? What is the difference between their pleasures, actually? It's like the same pleasure. And another question is about...
Well, so you can try. You can find out by trying. If that's what you want. Yes, and the next question?
And the next question was about those species of life which does not exist anymore on the earth. How about them?
Well, they say that they're extinct. But actually, there's no such thing as an extinct species. It simply means that they do not see them, that's all.
So what it means? It means that
they're not seeing them, that's all.
But they exist in subtle forms or in different planets or what?
Well, it could mean different planets also. Or it could mean on this planet, but just not being seen. Just like the scientists have still not seen the Timangila fish.
Arba tai gali reikšti, kad jie egzistuoja šitoje planetoje, bet mokslininkai negali jų pamatyti, kaip pavyzdžiui, sakim, tymingilo žuvis.
He is so big, he eats whales. And there is an eagle also that flies in outer space. He swoops down and eats elephants. And he hatches, or she hatches, the female hatches the egg, and the egg is laid in outer space and hatches in outer space. Hatches the egg. When the chicken comes out of the egg, that's called hatching. So your scientists, they have not seen this eagle. They have not seen the Tymingilo fish. That is simply their ignorance. Their science, they are so proud that we have seen all the species. There are so many things they don't know. They have still not even found all of the 8,400,000 species. So your scientists, they should study the Vedas and get enlightened. Any other question?
Žmogiškas formas, kiek jų yra žmogaus forma, ar tai viena, ar tai 400,000 juodaodžiai, baltaodžiai, ar tai kitos formos, ar tai viena forma žmogaus.
About human species of life, how many are of them?
400,000.
Yeah, 400,000, but what it means, so like black skins, red skins, and...
It can mean that.
But we see also three or four forms.
Yes, so then go to other planets. Meet the human beings on other planets. Do you think that the Earth is the only place where humans live? There are human beings throughout the universe. We don't see them here because they don't want to come to this place. It's too low class for them. Former times they would come. But now they don't even, wouldn't even want to come here to pass urine. Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Melankoma. Iš kur, kaip sakant, jį gauti? Ir kas? Nes labai sunku, kaip sakant, protas, visi kiti dalykai jie kabinasi, o melankomas. Ir visą laiką jį apžaidžia.
About humility. Where to get it? Because the mind is always cheats, and it's always very difficult to be humble.
You have to be blessed by someone who's humble.
Apie nuolankumą, tai jūs turi kažkas palaiminti, kad jūs taptumėt nuolankus.
Humility is a gift.
Nuolankumas yra dovana.
That's why we take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. So that we can inherit the saintly qualities. Sangat sanjayate kama. One develops one's consciousness according to one's association. So you need to find devotee or devotees who are very humble. You have to serve them with love, and you must inquire submissively from them. By doing so, you will develop their qualities. Even if they are physically absent,
Net jeigu tokio asmenybė ir nėra fiziškai.
If you simply meditate on their humble qualities.
Jeigu jūs paprasčiausiai medituosit jų nuolankumo savybės.
By that power of meditation.
Šitas meditacijos pagalba.
Those qualities of humility will come to you also.
Šita nuolankumo savybė taip pat ateis ir pas jūs.
The Bhagavatam is full of so many humble devotees.
Ir Bhagavatam kupina nuolankių atsidavusių.
If you meditate on them,
jeigu jūs medituojate juos,
you will develop their qualities.
Jūs išsiugdysit jų savybes.
In our ISKCON, there are so many wonderful humble devotees.
Ir mūsų ISKCON yra tiek daug nuolankių puikių atsidavusių.
If you will serve them, love them, and remember them,
tarnausit jiems ir mylėsit juos,
then those qualities will come to you.
Tai tas savybės ateis pas jūs.
Don't be puffed up.
Nebūk pasipūtęs.
That's an order.
Tai yra nurodymas.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Ar objektyviai egzistuoja kitos sielos? Ar čia tik iliuzija, kurią žmonės susikuria?
Does in reality exist that evil forces, or this is only illusion created by people's minds?
What is it?
Evil forces. Evil forces.
Actually, God has not created evil.
Iš tikrųjų, Dievas nesukūrė blogį.
We have created evil.
Mes sukūrėme blogį.
Evil is when we misuse our own freedom.
Blogis yra tai, kad mes neteisingai panaudojame savo laisvę.
That's all.
Ir tai viskas.
When you misuse your freedom, that is evil.
Tai, kad jūs neteisingai naudojate savo laisvę, tai yra blogis.
If you properly use your freedom, then evil cannot touch you.
Jeigu jūs teisingai panaudojate savo laisvę, tada blogis negali jūsų paliesti.
But if you misuse your freedom,
bet jeigu jūs neteisingai panaudojate savo laisvę,
then you become overwhelmed by evil.
Tada blogis jūs užvaldo.
You have the power.
Jūs turite galią.
To be in divine consciousness or evil consciousness.
Būti dieviškai sąmonėj arba blogis sąmonėj.
You simply have to utilize your free will properly.
Jūs paprasčiausiai turite teisingai panaudoti savo laisvą valią.
Is that all right?
So if there is no evil, who are those demons then?
They are actually, everyone is ultimately a pure devotee of God.
Iš tikrųjų, galutinė prasme, kiekvienas yra tyras Dievo atsidavęs.
By misusing their free will,
bet neteisingai panaudodami savo laisvą valią,
they have become demons.
Jie tampa demonais.
That's all. Everyone is a pure devotee of God, ultimately. There are divine and demoniac natures within everyone. The original nature is divine nature. Demoniac nature is simply a covering. Light is more powerful than darkness. The divine is more powerful than evil. I can prove to you that light is more powerful than darkness. Go into a room that's completely dark, and light one match. And everywhere that light, that little match, it will light up all over that room. You will see the light all the way in the far corners of the room. Now, during the bright noontime, take one can that has darkness in it. Go outside in the sunshine and take the lid off of that dark can. And that darkness will immediately be destroyed by the light. The darkness will be totally gone. You cannot shine darkness onto light. But you can destroy darkness with light.
Bet jūs galite sunaikinti tamsą šviesos pagalba.
Therefore, evil is simply when the goodness, the good, the divine is not visible. That's all.
Ir todėl blogis iš tikrųjų yra tik tai, kada tuomet, kada nesimato gėrio.
So how will you bring that sunshine?
Taigi, kaip jūs galite sukurti šitą saulės švietimą?
How will you bring that light?
Kaip jūs galite sukurti šitą šviesą?
You must simply chant.
Jūs paprasčiausiai turite
ką? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then all the evil goes running.
Ir tada visas blogis iš karto išsilakstys.
This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna says to Krishna,
O Rishikesha,
the whole world becomes joyful by chanting your name. Except for the evil ones. And they go running here and there. So if you will chant this Hare Krishna, with purity, then all the evil influences will go running as fast as they can to get away as fast as possible. Any other questions?
How to get rid from one disease which is called impersonalism.
How to
get rid of a disease. How to cure a disease.
Oh, the disease.
Impersonalism.
Yeah. Yes.
It is very simple thing.
Labai
paprastas dalykas.
Yeah, you translate.
She was asking that there's no desire to associate.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to realize that you are in a diseased state of consciousness right now. And unless you take the medicine, you will remain diseased. So the medicine you need more than anything is called loving relationships with devotees. It may be bitter poison.
Galbūt iš pradžių bus truputį kartu.
But on the order of the spiritual master,
bet dvasinio mokytojo nurodymu,
you must take this medicine.
Jūs turite vartoti šitos vaistus.
But I can guarantee you this.
Bet aš galiu garantuoti jums tai.
If you follow this instruction,
jeigu seksit šito nurodymu,
the bitterness will quickly go away.
Šitas kartumas labai greitai pradings.
And you will finally understand what is the meaning of the word love.
Ir tada jūs galiausiai suprasite, kokia yra žodžio meilė prasmė.
So we can have one more question if there is one, and that'll be it. Anybody had a question they were too shy to ask? Now you can ask it.
Ar kas nors turėtų kokį klausimą, kad labai kuklinantis užduoti?
Will we have you on the day of Srila Prabhupada's departure asking for giving us a class on Thursday?
Thursday morning?
Thursday morning.
Yeah.
He's asking if you're going to be here to give the class.
Thursday morning I'll be here, yes.
This is our humble request.
Yes, I'll be, yes. We will give a special class on Thursday morning on Prabhupada's disappearance. That's right. That's right.
Čia buvo klausimas, ar mokytojas bus ketvirtadienį Prabhupados išėjimo dienos proga. Ir atsakymas, kad ketvirtadienį šį rytą bus mokytojas.
Speciali paskaita.
Speciali paskaita bus mokytojas.
Actually, every year I go to, I've been going for the last 15 years to Vrindavan for Prabhupada's disappearance every year.
Iš tikrųjų, aš jau daugybę metų, galbūt 15 metų, kiekvienais metais Prabhupada's išėjimą keliauju į Vrindavaną.
Tasting the sweet mellow of being there in Prabhupada's room at the exact moment when he left his body.
Ir aš mėgausi šito nektaro būti ten pačiam kambarį, kur Prabhupada palikė savo kūną.
I should say bittersweet.
Aš galiu pasakyti, tai yra kartus skonis.
It's bitter, it's painful, but it's sweet because it's our love for Prabhupada. But I decided to spend this, instead of going to Vrindavan again this year, I decided to be here with you all to share Prabhupada's disappearance with you all this year. So everyone come on Thursday for Bhagavatam class. So we'll stop here. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Krishna Prabhu Maharaj ki
jai.
Hare Krishna.